This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chan at the top of your screen. Tagovailoa looking for Tyreek Hill. Too high and picked off. Cameron Bynum on the interception. And Achan makes the tackle. Tagovailoa with time. Now fires over the middle. Picked off. It's Latu dropping in coverage on the return. And he's taken out of bounds. His first career interception. And the second of the day for Tua Tagovailoa. Today, they had five all of last year. Jones looking for the touchdown. He's got it. Second rushing touchdown today for Daniel Jones. And the Colts are pouring it on.
Yeah, I think in the National Football League, when you're minus three, plus a turnover on downs, you run into the kicker, you... across the board, that's not a formula. And so that formula is for failure and nothing else. And I think, you know, there was a lot of preparation for week one, and I don't think it looked it. What does that mean? That means that guys let week one and the bells and whistles of the season starting get the best of them. My job is to prevent that. You know, I did my best, not good enough. So you have two games in 11 days, and that's what you do with it. The National Football League teaches tough lessons. You know, I think we're a much better team than we played today, or than we displayed today, but that doesn't matter either. You know, you have to play good football. So when you play bad football, you have, 20 minutes less of time of possession. You don't take the ball away. You don't put them in the offense in negative situations. You don't take care of the ball. You know, it's a young team having to learn some very hard lessons, and that's what the league's about. It's all about the ebbs and flows. You can't overcook a success and you can't overcook a failure. You have to continue to learn from things and look at the tape, and it will be a very, very critical day tomorrow to be accountable so that we can with absolute certainty learn from it. Otherwise, you just sit in this, and I don't think that's an option. So we got two games in 11 days, no time to sulk. But yes, it was not the way I think our team wanted things to go for sure, and they got some strong humility today.
All right, Dad. When I was young, my daddy turned on the TV.
Uh-huh. That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team.
Never.
sounds like it's happened all over again.
Danny made me love the Dolphins. I'm sorry that he done such a thing. But
that's my life to love the Dolphins. Don't expect a ring. No, 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 no. Go ahead. My brother-in-law and my nephew both sent me this that was done more than 20 years ago. They're all grown up.
To love the Dolphins, although they make me cry.
Oh, they'll make you cry. They'll piss you off, make you cry. Woo! Man, get that smell out of this studio right now. Good morning to everybody. I don't know. I just heard Mike breaking down 8 months of offseason to prepare for this or whatever it was, 6 months or 5 months or 4 months, and chemistry and culture and everything else. And it was bad. It was bad every way possible. The biggest blowout, no one looked worse in week one than the Miami Dolphins. We got one game left tonight for Monday Night Football, but 25-point loss, records, like things happen that haven't happened around here in decades. In decades, it was so bad. 43 yards in the first half. That goes back to 1991 since the Miami. And by the way, we've had some bad offenses during that time. We put some people to sleep and ran some fan base off during that time. And then seven straight drives, the Colts scored and did not punt the ball. The word was before the game, the captains went up to the punter and told him he had the day off. Don't even worry about it. Go warm up a little bit, but just get ready. Make plans for dinner. You'll be fine. It was bad every way possible. It looked like they had never played together. Technique, fundamentals, you can go on and on with everything. Beaten on the line of scrimmage, didn't look prepared. They didn't look prepared for blitzes. Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, who was here, is a friend of ours, the defensive coordinator yesterday. I don't know if he came up with some new blitzes because our offensive line act like they'd never seen them. The pressure and everything they did, I didn't realize that defense was going to be so good. So you got your ass kicked up front on both sides, by the way. They ran the ball between the tackles. Seemed like they had a lot of 5 and 6 yard runs, chewed up the clock. You heard that. Some stinky, nasty stats that will get you pounded every time. I don't know about like yesterday because that was an ass whooping. 418 yards to 211, 39 minutes basically to 21 minutes in time of possession, 27 first downs to 12. No defensive takeaways, and we turn it over. Tua turns it over 3 times. Daniel Jones looked like he's headed to the Pro Bowl after 1 week. We blitz him. They pick it up. Not only do they pick it up or pick it up long enough to run their blitz breakoffs and get separation for their receivers to look like, wow, we knew this was coming. Coaching, players, right back to the front office and the players you have. Maybe Chris was onto that. What was that re-thing again? It was reset. Thank you. I knew it was one of the re's.
Yeah.
Are the Rees all related again? I always forget that. Are they first cousins, second cousins?
I think Reset's the lightest of the group. But,
okay.
We may need to.
It was just kind of a heads up that what was going to happen yesterday could happen.
We may need to ratchet that Reset up, Joe. I mean, this is.
Anyway, and Tua, listen, he wasn't all Tua, but he was bad. He was bad. Starting with the first throw. He's got Tyreek crossing on open. Just got to get the ball down. Safety behind him. And with a little bit of pressure, he throws it too high. And then you start knocking him around. And he's not going to run. Can't run. And you see what happens. Got hit in the back. I'm surprised he didn't fumble again. Didn't see. Nobody blocked the guy on the backside. I guess it was supposed to be picked up, and it wasn't. He got hit right square in the back. And then I just wonder this, man. I come in, it's only 1 week, and I know they got 16, but there is no such thing as overreaction. No, that's done. Nobody, when you prepare as long as you do for your opener, can look that bad. It's really hard to look that bad, considering you hired more people in the offseason to help you in the front office, more coaches to come in and help you with coordinator backgrounds, and that's what you came up with against the Colts. That is really hard to do. And I know Mike's going to talk about Mike and the six captains are going to get together. That's great, man. That's great. I hope everybody likes everybody. Everybody's going to stand up today in a meeting. And I got an idea. If you want to go a little old school, and I know you can only do so much stuff in old school, I know this thing worked for us. Watch that game together, and you stand up there as the head coach or have your coordinators show all the mistakes. So everybody on defense can watch offense, and everybody on offense can watch the defense. And I'm not saying you have to Don Shula them, where you just humiliate them in front of them. Woody, maybe I'm going too hard on this, but
no, maybe they should do some stuff like
just
this,
like man. Instead of, you know, and I get it. We know you can do better. I'm sure you can, but you know, the rookie class, I give them a bit of a break. And but man, there was some things that fundamentally were bad. We overran out in the flats. There are some guys that caught the ball in the flats that literally their anticipation of where the guys chasing them were going to be. Either our guys overran it. There were guys that didn't even touch the tight end and the running back. By the way, that tight end.
but here's the thing, Joe. You got to do that stuff with these guys, because for that team to hear everything that they heard in the offseason – and to go in, and we talked about this last week. How do you hear all the crap that people have talked about you the entire offseason and not go into that game with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder? With
I don't know.
To prove? And they looked like they missed the alarm clocks, man. Like they didn't
even
show up. It's so unbelievably embarrassing. This team plays with no heart, no desire, nothing. And I don't know how you dig out of this thing,
oh,
man.
I'm with you.
I'm at the point where I'm almost with some of these other people, man. Like, let's just start Quinn Ewers the rest of the way and clean house.
Okay.
And just,
well, I got just, you there. I was waiting for that
well, Joe,
one. No, listen,
I mean,
you're not going to have
to
one game. I expect you would say
It'd
that.
It'd be one thing if the team went down fighting. And, you know, we'd come in here this morning and be like, all right, you know what? The Colts are probably a similar team to them. They went down fighting. They didn't show any signs
no.
of life whatsoever
no,
in that
scary.
Game.
Very scary. Hey, listen, I agree with all your points about this team. That was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. By the way, I'll throw some more in there just to make sure we get it out there. KC forgot about this. 12 men in the huddle. And how about you have to take a timeout on a 2-point conversion? Are you shitting me? That's impossible to do. There were things that happened that.
Someone set the over under, by the way, on your cursing the first segment.
All right, so I missed it. It's fine. I didn't mean to
That's
do
okay.
that.
It's good.
By the way, and then we got this
it's
Darren Waller thing. We're more focused the last 3-4 days on Darren Waller in or Darren Waller out as a starting tight end. How long do they really think if he does come back, he's going to stay healthy? I mean, I just want to get that out here why we're on this thing. And it's just like
– By the way, the only person who might have been right is Mike Florio, and he went on Twitter and he said, I had the Dolphins ranked too high.
Yeah, what was
they
he?
Very
they were
well, Joe,
28th or 29th?
I watched every team play. They very well may be the worst team in football.
Well, they are in week one.
I mean, I don't know, and I just don't know how it gets better. I mean, hell, you lost more bodies in this game.
They got to find out.
You had some key injuries in this game.
Well, listen, this game this game is about depth. I don't think anybody thought, including them, they have a lot of depth on this team right now. But it was just across the board, it looked like you're wondering, like, hey, so after you make your final cuts, you have the bye week, right? You have a week off. And you're going like, hey, what did you guys do? Why? What was going on? Were you guys so wrapped up in resting everybody, the timing, the mental mistakes, the touchdown, Storm Duck looks over at his safety looks at Storm Duck, and you're going, uh-oh, we got a mental mistake by somebody because you got a receiver wide open for a touchdown. these things, and then blocking the wrong guys on the offensive line. Some of those blitzes should have been picked up. Timing with Tua and his receivers was, he had some guys breaking open, late on throws, and they're going, no, we're good. We know each other. No, I don't know, man. You got this thing about going from practice speed to game speed. It's just different. Some of you guys don't practice. Some of you guys do certain drills in practice, can't do others. I'm just telling you, it's just an idea to stand up in front. I know that's not Mike's thing, and he likes to stay. I don't know how Mike goes in with anything positive, these guys. I know he didn't want to lose them. But just try the team meeting and let the whole team watch the offense and the defense, and they can watch it together. And you don't have to humiliate anybody. Just let, hey, want to see this? We worked on this all week. And you're going, the guy blocked down, he knows he's got to block out. We got two guys blocking the guy inside. Nobody blocks the guy outside. Our quarterback gets hit in the back. And just go through all of it. I can tell you, disappointment, the front seven defensively. I mean, those weren't those runs, some of those runs. I mean, they weren't, don't get me wrong, they weren't the runs like I saw last night. Oh, my God, we got to go to break here. What do you got me going, man? I'm sorry about that. We've got more stuff. We got to switch it over. Mario Cristobal is going to put us in a better mood as they get a win Saturday, and they got some tough games coming up here. We'll talk to the coach about playing some young guys, getting the team all set up, and getting set for a very, very good South Florida football team coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's get to a really good story right now as Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head coach, joins us this morning, taking care of business 45-3. And coach, I'm guessing as we start this thing with the numbers and being able to play so many guys, put in all that work, families get to see him, pretty important stuff to get some guys some experience right off the bat like that.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Joe. We had the opportunity to take almost an entire half and develop half of our roster. And so guys got significant playing time up in the play count of 30 to 35 reps per guy. And certainly found we developed a handful of more guys that we know could help us win this season.
You know, I'm standing next to you. You know, it's funny. I go back. This happened a couple of times. So I'm standing with you at practice. We're right next to each other. And this guy playing center field makes a great break on the ball. And you're going, man, this is a guy from Columbus, Bryce Fitzgerald. He wasn't here for spring, but, boy, he sure covers ground. Goes over and makes this unbelievable interception. I know it's just a practice. And you say, wow, this is going to be an interesting one. Well, it's gotten more than interesting. This kid can play, huh?
Without question, man. He was one of the guys that actually upon arrival here a couple years ago, he was like my first high school stop. I mean, again, in the fall after that was the number one mention. Bryce Fitzgerald is a must-get guy. He's a difference maker. And watching him play in high school and knowing him just as a young man, it's no surprise that he's caught on so quickly. He's been a great addition, and he's catching on really quickly and going to be a factor down the road here.
Coach, when you get going to one of these games with Bethune-Cookman and you know, you're kind of counting on this, but at the same time, you want to get good work with your starters. You actually put a game plan together like, hey, guys, our goal is let's go out and play really well, and then I want to – how do you go about? Because, you get sloppy all of a sudden and you don't have the lead you want, and then things change a little bit. How do you do that, setting it all up, going into a game like a game with Bethune-Cookman?
Well, I think you started off with messaging. I mean, for us to accomplish our goals, we have to get better and better every single week. And, you know, in football is very unforgiving, man. You try to skip the steps, you're going to get your butt kicked. And
right.
That's the last thing you want. And, you know, again, this team has a maturity about it where I think everyone understands there's a standard that we have to play to. We're not there yet. But we're not going to waste an opportunity to do so. And we're going to respect our opponent by playing our butts off at every opportunity.
Well, that's what it looked like. Carson Beck, man, what a start. Completes his first 15 passes, goes 22 of 24 for 264. Now you've seen him for 2 weeks. Your thoughts?
I mean, special guy. I think we all knew that coming in, that his drive, determination, and hunger to be better, to help his teammates be the best they can be. Just a very driven human being who is great to be around, man. He's special.
The backup quarterback, I thought this was really important for Emory Williams to get some work. You know, I know it didn't end the way he wanted in the bowl game last year in the second half, and to get this work, get his confidence back. How's he look to you?
He's done a great job in practice. You got to see him that one day. He's slinging it all over the place. He's improved his athleticism. He's a diligent guy. Again, he's learned from Cam Ward, and he's learning from Carson. And he himself is a high football IQ guy. I thought he's done a great job. We have complete confidence in him as well.
So you talked about a lot of your young guys getting to play, and I was looking like Gilbert and Schott, your tight ends, got some work. I know you really like that position a lot and those young guys.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I know Luca caught himself a pass. He got blasted on one over the middle as well, but did a really good job in the run game. Elijah caught. Alex Bauman caught. Brock Schott got some burn. Gerard Pringle got himself a touchdown. Chris Wheatley Humphrey ran the ball really hard, really well. The whole second team, part of third team offensive line, got to play. We played a lot of guys and got some really valuable reps.
How about some of the defensive linemen? I know I talk about Dante Simpson a lot because I know you really like him and his toughness. How'd he do?
Dante did well. Dante did well. So did the third Scroggins. Dalen Upshaw went in there on offense, I'm sorry. But Dalen Russell on defense did a great job. Had a couple TFLs himself. That linebacker, Kellen Wiley, stepped in. And we had a lot of guys playing, man. It's hard to keep count of the guys that did, but we do feel that, you know, and aside from that, they all got some burn on special teams. So we didn't get to punt the ball, but on kickoff returned a couple of times, we got a shot at it. We got a lot of guys that got some good playing time.
Coach, your top recruit last year by the ranking system, only by the ranking system, Hayden Lowe. How's he doing? What's going on there with him, Coach?
Yeah, he got banged up. He got banged up, and he's on the mend a little bit, so it might be a little while before he sees the field.
Yeah, okay. And, hey, listen, I got to ask you about a guy that I don't talk about enough. You do and I don't. And that is James Rockermeyer and how good he's been at center. You've done this transfer portal with that center position has been really good. So far, really good. Who's ever picking these guys has done a nice job, and he's grayed out really well, hasn't he?
He's been an absolute stud. You know, it's in the bloodlines, obviously, but, man, his approach on the daily, I mean, he's down there like a complete pro every morning, getting activation done on his body, making sure that he's watching extra film, rounding up the guys. Whatever it takes to get our guys better, he's all about it. But, man, he's a complete pro, and he's playing some really good, hard, physical football.
Hey, everybody saw. I mean, we're out of town, and they're going, you're not going to believe this one. Florida just lost at home to USF. And the first thought I had where the Gator guys are all pissed off was this the best thing ever happened for Miami to realize, not that you needed to know after the way they played you in the first half last year, but getting ready for now a team that's ranked in the top 20. What a great story South Florida's been.
Yeah, they're probably not ranked high enough, quite honestly. Just haven't played them before and watching the continual development of their roster and their program. The evolution, again, of their game. I mean, their quarterback, that great example. Everyone talks about how athletic their quarterback is, but no one talks about the fact that he hasn't thrown an interception in 240-plus attempts.
Wow.
Which leads to super accurate, gets the ball out on time, can extend plays, and just a special player. And the part that stuck out to me was the physicality of both the offense and defensive lines, the speed on the field in their secondary, and actually their linebackers. Their linebackers run sideline to sideline. They're very active, disruptive defense. They carry a very large menu into a game. You know, they multiple fronts, multiple coverages. They do an excellent job, and they're a great football team.
Last year, if I'm not mistaken, I watched a ton of trick plays. Did they, like, throw out whatever they could think of during that first half to not only stay in the game, they had the lead for a second in the first half?
Well, they hit us with some things, and really, you know, we kind of got lucky. They didn't hit us with the onside kick. The one cover guy for them was offsides by a hair. But they, again, just a really good coaching staff, really good football team, just tons of athletes. They revamped the entire D-line in the portal. All four guys up front, you know, are guys that came in, and they're all tough, physical, active dudes that have a lot of experience. So, really good football team.
So, you got Florida after this, and everybody knows, you know, all those guys know each other, and then Florida State's not too far away for after a bye week. How do you make sure your guys don't just go, hey, we just kicked Notre Dame's ass a couple weeks ago? Are you kidding me? And you walk out, we're the Canes. And they go out and play with that same passion that you did against Notre Dame.
Well, that's something that I think was, since the day we arrived, we really want to stress being where your feet are, right? Understanding that in college football, every single week you play, I mean, humility is 1 week away, and everybody has good players. And if you don't prepare, you're going to get your butt kicked. In this particular case, there's absolutely nothing to say. This is as good of a football team as we have played or will play the entire season. And the evidence is all over the tape, you know. So we practice a certain way, we prepare a certain way, and we got to get a hell of a lot better to accomplish the stuff we want to accomplish. And it started with practice this morning, meetings and whatnot, and we're going on from there.
Coach, I know early in the year, a lot of times you got a lot of guys, there's a lot of mental mistakes. You feel like you guys have really cut back on that from a year ago?
You know what? We've cut down on missed tackles. We've cut down a bunch on mental mistakes. Or, you know, there's something to be said about continuity. And on offense, obviously, we've had continuity now going into our third year. And on defense, even though it's a fresh start on defense, the regiment, the structure, the teaching mechanisms that go with it, I mean, it advances quickly. And it's systematic, you know. It's not you're not just grabbing at, you know, whatever you feel you should, you know, throw in there to help you be successful. It's very systematic, and it's very detail oriented. So I think we've gained a lot of ground in that department. And I think one of the things that and we better say this way, we've made a lot of good decisions post snap, like post whistle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've had guys get their face mask grabbed, you know, punched in the crotch, all that other stuff that happens in football. And not retaliate to get a dumb 15-yard penalty. So we're getting a lot better at the things that help you, you know, play winning football.
What's the biggest thing after 2 weeks you'd like to see even get better besides playing all these young guys and getting them some experience?
Communication, physicality, violence, and finish.
I was just talking to Baldy about it. He was raving, Brian Baldinger, about the way you guys, he said he wasn't surprised the way you played against Notre Dame with the physicals. That's the way you guys practice. You cutting back on practice, or does it still go pretty hard, or do you kind of read the room as far as injuries, or how do you treat that, Coach?
You know, we have the season set up in phases where every 3 to 4 weeks you scale back on something without compromising, going good on good, and the physicality aspect that you have to work. Well, like you mentioned, while being smart, you can't play 3 games a week and then be at your best on Saturday. And even though early in the season, I mean, there isn't much change as it relates to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but certainly Sunday and Monday are very different now in this part of the season.
But before I let you go, this Pringle kid, this running back, he looks like he got a chance to be a pretty good player. How'd you like the way he played?
Oh, man, he's exactly what we saw on tape and what we had a chance to recruit all year. He's super explosive. He's got great lamps, man, great eyes. He can see it. He can feel it. He sets up his runs really well. He's really good in protection and catches the ball well also. So he is going to – we expect to be a great, great player here at the University of Miami.
Coach, thanks, man, as always, for coming on. And South Florida, 4:30, Hard Rock Stadium this Saturday in the start of I like these games personally, USF, Florida, and Florida State throughout the next 4 weeks with a little rest time in between there. How do you like the way that sets up?
USF, all focus on one game, one game at a time.
I knew that. You know, I knew that was coming.
You knew that, Joe. You knew that.
just wanted to hear it. Coach, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes.
Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head football coach, joining us to talk a little bit about his team. And doing what they were supposed to do against Bethune-Cookman, and they did. And boy, now they jump up. And I'm telling you, if you're sitting at home and you're going, it's USF, I'm getting ready for Florida, and we're going to go to the Florida State game, and those are the games I got my tickets for. You know what? Florida Gators said that. The Florida Gators up there going, we got USF coming, man. We're a big favorite, like the Hurricanes are again this week. And we'll be fine. We got to get ready to play against, LSU, and then we've got the Miami Hurricanes. So we got looked ahead, got sloppy, got in a dogfight, and lost on a last-second field goal. Anyway, yeah, that will ruin. You want to know what will ruin? Well, yesterday the Dolphins can ruin a lot of stuff, too. We got to go to break here. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I'm not done, by the way. Don't go away. We got more stuff to get away to. What looked like the worst team in the National Football League so far with one game left to go. It would be hard to imagine Monday Night Football can look any worse than the numbers that this Miami Dolphins team put up in week one. Hey, I got to tell you right now, it's truck month. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. That's good. That's a good thing. I see these trucks everywhere, and for good reason. Hey, you've been thinking about getting a new truck? Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. What's that mean? We got great deals. Let's start with that. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got the Durable Colorado with the standard Turbo Max and the engine, impressive torque. Everything you need. Off-road, all the capabilities you could ever want here in South Florida to live your life. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power, functionality, and advanced tech needed for a workday workhorse and a weekend warrior. Yeah, I'm talking to some of you guys that make a living out of that truck. It's you and that truck. And you know you're going to work 5, 6, 7 days a week, and you need a truck you can depend on. The Silverado HD, the Silverado 1500 is all you need with the legendary horsepower and the one of the hardest working beds in the business. What are you waiting for? We got a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Our number one seller for a reason. Strong, durable trucks. Whether it's mid-size or full-size of heavy-duty truck, Chevy makes it for you. Don't compromise anything living here in South Florida when it comes to a great truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right. That was Pete Prisco. And Pete's fired up. And I think everybody else watching that game feels the same way. That's why we just played Pete Prisco from CBS. Comes on with us a lot.
Dogpiling Monday. What do you think?
Hey, everything that happened yesterday, they deserve to come out. It's not even close. They were clearly, and I didn't see all the games. I'm just seeing the scores and the results and the highlights late last night. I stayed up and watching everything, and this morning. We're the worst team in football after what you just saw. Now, I don't know where everybody gets ranked and whatever the power rankings mean to you, but it was awful. It was terrible right from the start, and it was bad on both sides of the ball. It wasn't just one side. It was bad. Now, we start with the quarterback because he's playing the most important position. He wasn't very good, and he didn't get a lot of help. And when he starts getting hit and he's in that pocket, he's not going to take off and Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson you if you watched that game last night, take off and run and keep plays alive like those two. But it was bad. They didn't look prepared. And I got to tell you, you put more time in the first game of the season. They understood how important this was. And as Pete just said, we made Daniel Jones look so good. He made a couple throws down the field, but that wasn't his thing. They didn't ask him to throw 50-yard bombs. He just picked them apart to his tight end in the middle of the field, out in the flats. They'd catch the ball. We'd overrun it. Out of position, tackling, getting blocked. They did a pretty good job on our front seven. Now, I know the two veteran linebackers had a lot of tackles. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it just felt like every time you turned around, it was second and four in this game. And then fourth and two or fourth and one, or they were going for it. They're like, hell, yeah, we're going for it. Scored every time.
You were around it for the days leading up to the game. I'm just curious, did the team, were they moping around the hotel like
no.
The dog died? Because that's how they played. Like, Joe, to me, the fact that they didn't come out with any sort of, like, we're tired of hearing what you guys have been saying about us all season.
Yeah.
And then we got to hear about, oh, they played for their, you know, their
you
own.
Know, I,
the other
you know what I felt
like?
They kind of showed up like, we don't really know how good we are. They really didn't. And they have all these guys show up. They're like, okay, these guys have all been injured. Now it's time to play the first game. And going, hey, man, that's not the way this league works. You just can't turn it on.
I don't know. From where I was sitting, they looked like a team that bought into what every person said about them during the offseason.
That they're this bad?
They looked like they fully embraced what the Pete Priscos and Mike Florios and all these people have been saying about them all offseason. It looks like they embraced that role of that team, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to disagree with you on that, but they had a chip, and they were going, we're going to show everybody. And hey, because I said, and they were – I heard Tua say this, like, hey, if you don't like it, we got to change it. We got to change it.
But what can change, like, if you're Tua, Joe? Like, let's be realistic here. What can change? Your offensive line stinks.
O-line
right?
played.
You got more guys
did not play
up
well.
On the offensive line.
James Daniels out.
So that thing's going to be an even bigger disaster.
Hopefully Austin Jackson's toe's not out. Because if you got both those guys out, we're going to be –
You
gonna
have
get
a quarterback
ugly.
That is – undersized and cannot move. He has not a shred of athleticism. He can't move, so that's a problem. You got wide receivers that don't get open. You got a secondary that just got carved up. You can't stop the run. Like, I don't know what this team – I asked you the same question I asked you during the offseason. What do they do well?
No. Devon Achane is the only guy probably yesterday in the effort at the end of the game, towards the end of the game. But listen.
They basically got shut out. I mean, if you don't get that late – garbage time touchdown.
Yeah.
You got shut out.
No, it was bad. It was.
The Colts scored on every possession.
Technique.
Every single one.
Fundamentals. Everything that makes a coaching staff look bad. It looks so bad, then you take a step up to the general manager's office and you go, we don't have very much talent. Like, we may have names on the backs that look really good, but we may not have. There are a lot of guys that had some disappearing acts yesterday that are making a lot of money, and what they're making didn't match the way they played.
Let's take it a step further. The guys you couldn't get along with in the offseason. One guy scores a touchdown. The other guy makes the defensive play to end a game, a walk-off defensive play, Jalen Ramsey. These guys that you couldn't get along with, you couldn't, you know, or you didn't want to pay or whatever. Every single person that the Dolphins let go had a decent game yesterday, made some sort of impact.
Yeah. No, I mean, I heard that, but we got more problems with this group. And guys open when they do have time to throw the ball. We didn't get there. They blocked. They picked up. They did a good job picking up our blocks. Guys didn't beat one-on-one blocks enough.
At what point, though, Joe, and you got to address this because people are fired up this morning, at what point do you realize that this team does not respond to this head coach anymore?
If this team plays the way they did yesterday, this thing will make changes quickly. This thing,
they just don't respond.
If they play that way, even the owner is going to have to say, who was there yesterday and those guys got to see it up close and were in the locker room. And listen, man, they got to see it. And if it's this bad, if you're asking me, for all those guys, they might not make it to halfway through the season if it's this bad. If they don't respond to their coach and, you know, we, there's way too much we in this thing too, man. We need some individuals to start taking responsibility. That's the other thing. And again, my only idea is, because I know every time I mention Don Shula, oh, he passed away, it's outdated, you can't do that anymore. I got an idea, though. Try this one. And I know Mike doesn't want to lose the guys. And, you know, you might have some sensitive, you know, Susans on that team. But I got to tell you, man, have a team meeting and go, hey, guys, we're going to have a meeting, but instead of just me telling you about what we got to get better at and breaking into groups, we're going to watch the offense and defense together. We're going to watch both sides of the football because nobody was good in the game. So we're just going to watch it. I want to show, and then we're going to critique the plays. We'll just critique the plays as they go, like you're in individual meetings, but we want both sides of the ball. It's the most humiliating thing. So now all the guys go, ooh, damn, bro, you got knocked off the ball. Ooh, man, you go, dude, who you blocking, dummy? You knew not. You're not supposed. You can't have two guys blocking down on a guard. Somebody's got to block the defensive end. But I know that's not going to happen. But there were a lot of guys ducking, man, yesterday. I know that. There were a lot of guys because that was one of the worst games I can remember since the Brian Flores first two games of the season when they were going all in on to be really bad. Remember those first two games? And I think Steve Young came out and went, I don't know, what was the total score after two games? Somebody look that up and let me know because my computer's not working this morning. But, like, I would like to know, we played what, if I'm not mistaken, we played the Ravens and Lamar had a perfect quarterback rating. And then we played the Patriots the next week. If I'm not mistaken, we played. And they're going, somebody's going to get hurt. It's so bad and they don't have enough time. Maybe, I mean, considering who we have on this team and we have enough to win, boy, you better get things turned around quickly. And by the way, the Patriots aren't exactly world beaters. But I got to tell you, they're going to be watching our tape going, we got a chance. We got a chance. It's going to be a little warmer, but we got a chance to go down there. I guess they played in rain yesterday. They said it was rainy and ugly in New England. Well, it was rainy and ugly in Indy, too, even though it was a beautiful day indoors with the top open, by the way. That's why I said that, so somebody didn't think I didn't know that.
A lot of good texts coming in here this morning, by the way. People want to vent. And I got to tell you, Joe, I don't know how far they are away from this, too. Like, you start looking at a guy like Tyreek Hill, and do you see what you can get?
Oh, that could happen. That's definitely
a rebuild thing. Like,
so if they play,
I know it's week one, but
if they play like this with the Patriots, the Jets, Buffalo and the Jets, you play the AFCs, you play your direct competition the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
If they don't pick it up, and by the way, you got two of those three at home, the Jets and the Patriots. You should be 2-2, but right now, after the way you played, I don't know. I mean, they got to play so much better. I mean, it was lacking everything. Even when you're that bad as they were yesterday, it looks like effort. There were some plays where guys ran out in the flats to catch football. He just threw it. Did you guys see some of those? The Jonathan Taylor and their tight end? They're running in good position after the catch to make it, and those guys just stopped and cut inside, and nobody touched them. Bad angles. I don't know. It was, we had broken coverages, bad tackling in the flats. I mean, you could go through a list of things that need to get a lot better. And it was, hey, by the way, and I know it starts with Tua, and it does. And he should be taking his share of, I got to play a lot better than I did yesterday. And the O-line, that's not good enough. That's just not good enough. And we were afraid of this when a guy goes down and, you know, James Daniels didn't last long. Hell, I was watching his ankle. I thought it was ankle, and I guess now it's his pec. So I don't know what's going to happen there. He didn't come back in the game. But it was bad. And the front seven defensively, I thought the strength of the team. And by the way, it's no surprise that if you don't get there when you do rush and you blitz and you don't get pressure on the quarterback, I was not surprised that they had a lot of guys wide open to throw the ball to. And then you got a little miscommunication between safeties and corners. I mean, you can't make all this up. This was just absolutely pathetic for the amount of time you put in to get the right guys that you like. Get your young guys ready. I give those guys a little bit of a hall pass. If you're a rookie, I get it. You're getting your feet wet, playing now with a game plan and all that. But some of the veterans, oh, God, it's just awful. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic for just a second. I know you get a little snappy and grumpy out there. You probably have low T on top of everything else besides the Dolphins, worst team in football yesterday. But I want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic can turn things around for you. Whether it's low T and low energy level and just wiped out all the time and moodier than you've been and not sleeping well, it's just a combination of everything that's got you on the couch eating the same amount and not exercising. So now all of a sudden you've gained 20 pounds because you're not as active as you used to be. And oh, by the way, now here comes OED sneaking up. Now your sex drive is gone. Oh, God. honey, can we just be friends? Can we just cuddle? Because nothing else is going to happen. Hey, I just want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T is going to be gone when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. The pros, man, they are so good at what they do. You set up that first appointment. You have 7 locations in South Florida, including a brand new one in Hollywood. You get your T, your PSA test. You meet with their professionals. You tell them what you're going through. They put you on a plan that's perfect for you, not me, but for you to get great results super fast. Man, all you got to do is set up this first appointment. If you've had it with low T and ED and you know you have it, and by the way, sooner or later, every man, I didn't know this, every man is going to have ED and low T. And I thought it was just me. It's a lot of guys out there, boy, they are stacked with people in there, and they want to let you know, man, come on in, get great results, feel good, get it back like it used to be. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. Make that call. Set up that appointment. Great results are waiting for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.